But no one dares to. Sincerely, Mademoiselle. Hello, ladies and gents. We're back after a very long time. And if you're Lebanese, you know why I have been away for this long, because we have not had a moment for ourselves recently. And especially me, with everything that's been happening in my personal life, as well as the world itself, a global pandemic, and then Lebanon, an explosion, hyperinflation, and so on and so forth. So I do not think, or do not know, or did not have any content for you, or had maybe plenty of content for you, but could not voice them out properly. But I think this is the right time for me to be back, because there's a lot, and I mean a lot of things that we should be talking about right now. And I'm glad to have that platform for me to share these thoughts and ideas. I do not think I'm better or that I know more than most people, but I do think that I am better at expressing myself than most. But I don't always necessarily have the best maybe ideas or maybe the best advice, but this is my opinion, and I'm so glad to have a platform to share my opinion on. And yeah, and we're back. I have so much to talk to you about, and there's so much to talk about for. We've been having a really rough time here in Lebanon for my Lebanese peeps who listen to me. And yeah, we're back, and I can't wait for me to start posting more regularly on my podcast, because this is the right time for us women to talk. And for the people who are angry for me to be a feminist, I don't care. And for the people who don't or cannot relate to what I say, I also do not care. The only thing I care about is to have a voice, and to be the voice of these girls or young women that don't have one or can't have one or are not allowed to have one for some specific reason. So yeah, welcome back, ladies and gents. First of all, a lot of you ask me why Mademoiselle. A lot of you constantly ask me, why is your name Mademoiselle on Instagram, and why is that the name of your podcast? I have so many stories related to that name. The first one is, I always feel whenever someone looks at me or doesn't know my name and they call me Mademoiselle, I feel it. I feel like it's a kid is a Lebanese or Mademoiselle. But I always feel like it's an insult to me for some reason, because we always have, like, women usually have either Madame or Mademoiselle. So if you're married, it's Madame. And if it's Mademoiselle, you're not married. And it's like, it's another etiquette that we're supposed to like abide by. And it's another title that we should hold and withhold. And so I try to make it easier for these peeps to not mess up with me and be like, are you married? How are you not married? You're 26 years old. You're not even thinking about being married. And like recently, I don't know why every single human who ever meets me, they're like, you're 26, you're not married. Do you have a boyfriend? Are you planning on getting married? Like, why is this the first thing you guys want to ask me? Why is this the first thing people always assume when they see a woman? Like, no, bitch, I don't want to get married. That's not even part of my plan. That's not even a dream of mine to get married. Like, my dream is to actually succeed in my career and to actually be there for my passion and ambition. Like, marriage is literally last on my list. I don't understand. Like, recently, I've been feeling this certain kind of pressure that other friends of mine used to talk to me about, because they were older than me. And they'd be like, I don't understand why every time I want to go out, someone asks me if I'm married or if I have a boyfriend. It's like, everyone is allowed to have the key to your privacy. And like, no, I don't even have the key to my own privacy. Don't fucking ask me if I'm in a relationship or not. You never know what the other person's going through. What if I want to be in a relationship, but I'm not being able to? What if I want to be in a relationship and I just went through a breakup? Like, when you ask these certain kind of questions, you're being insensitive. It's not only you're being sexist, you're also being insensitive to the other person's feelings, because you don't know what people are going through. And like, it's like, whenever they see me, whenever they just the fact that you're a woman, automatically, you don't want a family, you don't want kids. Oh my God, you don't want to be a mom. Bitch, no. You think I was born thinking about being a mother? No, I don't want to be a mom, especially not now with the whole world ending. How selfish do I have to be to even think of raising a family right now? No, you don't raise a family just because society asks you to. And I have a lot of friends who recently have been having children or getting married just because society told them to, just because their parents think is right. And then they end up with a failed marriage. Why would I want to put myself through that? Why would I ever want to put myself up to failure like that? No, I still want to date. I still want to go out. I still want to have fun. I still want to travel. There's so many things. Now, of course, I'm living in Lebanon, so everything is on hold for now. But eventually, this is what I want. Like, I don't want to be settled down. And it's not an immature thing of me. Like, psychologically, they'd say, you're not ready to be a parent yet. You're still in the immature phase. No, I'm not immature. I'm very much mature. I do not want to raise children or bring up children right now when the world is ending. And it's completely logical. The reason why we were told to have kids before is to reproduce. But now we're too many. If I ever want to have a family, I want to adopt. This would make more sense to me. Like, for now, if I ever would think of having kids or a family, I'd be adopting. Because there's billions of kids that are left alone because parents couldn't take care of them, because they were brought up by teenage parents. There are so many reasons why these kids have left alone. So why am I supposed to bring another child into the world and decide a fucked up fate for them? And let's face it, like, what's happening around the world right now, no matter how strong or tough you think you are, or I don't know, resilient people say you are, it is really, really a horrible time to be alive. And I think we all agree to that. And I don't want to bring another miserable child who did not ask to live this into the world just because society asked me to, just because this is how it's supposed to be. I'm sorry, but I won't. I'm going to raise a child that is already here and being as miserable as me. And I'm going to help that kid not to be miserable. Yes, this makes sense to me. But for me to, like, be in a simple dinner or meet an old friend or just meet someone new and to be asked, are you married? Like, bitch, no. No. Ask me something else. Ask me, what am I working on? Ask me if I work. Ask me if I'm ambitious. Ask me how do I see myself 5 years from now? Like, this for me would make more sense than constantly being asked about my personal life. Like, and then it doesn't stop here. Like, whenever you say, like, no, I'm not seeing anyone, I'm not in a relationship, there's like a head tilt and like an, oh, you're beautiful, why aren't you? Like, bitch, what? Just because I'm beautiful, I'm supposed to be in a relationship? If this is how things go in the world, trust me, the world would be a better fucking place, especially for beautiful people. Like, if beautiful people, now, beauty is relative. So my perception of beauty is different than other people. But if the normal, reference of beauty was equal to happiness, you wouldn't see Marilyn Monroe kill herself. You wouldn't see Dalida kill herself. Like, you wouldn't see suicide around these beautiful women, right? So stop just assuming, oh, you're beautiful. Why aren't you smart? Oh, thank you. You think I'm smart? So this is just another point for me to be married. Like, am I just raising standards just to be married? Is this my end goal? Like, am I supposed to be pretty and thin and smart and so many other things? Why aren't you like, is this why I've worked my whole entire life with my sweat and blood so that at the end of the day I could be rewarded with a man? Does that even make sense to any of you listening? I am sick and tired. And the thing is, I never had to go through this before. Like, before I was like younger and I'd always be asked if I was in a relationship or if I wanted children. But the difference was, you're still young. That's how the conversation would end. You're still young. You'll figure it out. And I was always thinking, like, am I supposed to be thinking about that? Am I supposed to be having this on my list, like, how am I going to get married? To who do I want to get married? Do I want kids? How many? Where should I put them? Which school? Is this something I should be worried about? And then I stress myself endlessly over something that I have zero control over. Zero control over. The only thing I have control over is my career, my feelings, my growth, my mental health. Those are the things that I have control over. I don't want to be married. And that's considered a rebellious act. Like, whenever a woman says that, people would think like, oh my God, she's so different. No, I'm not different. You just forced your sister or your daughter or your cousin or whoever the fuck she is into marrying someone she doesn't even think he deserves to be married to her. But she just did, just because you forced her to or pressured her to or made her feel like she's gonna die alone if she doesn't. Society in general, whether you're a woman or a man, by the way, women are even more pressurable. Like, women usually pressure other women much more than men do. Like, we always talk about men being assholes and men being machos or men being always oppressing women, whatever it is. But I really, really do think that it's women who usually stand in other women's way. Like, honestly. Like, I feel like our mothers and grandmothers and all of that always are the ones who, with no bad intention, of course, but I think if they were more educated on the matter, they'd be more sensitive to what they're saying. Because it really traumatizes a young girl to constantly be thinking, what if I end up alone? Like, you always stand in fear of being fucking alone. Always. And that's not okay for a teenage girl, you know? Because you start going in these fucked up relationships that you get stuck in, but they treat you bad and all of that. But at the end of the day, you stay because you're scared of ending up alone. Like, that's the worst thing a girl could go through. Literally. They make you feel like this is equal to death, ending up alone. I've had so much time by myself, and I've been happier than most people I spend time with. Trust me, the time that I've spent alone, these were the times that I was the happiest, I was the most productive, I was these were the times where I grew the most. I never grew in a relationship. Hell, I was damaged by each and every relationship I went through. So no. And this is how we're going to start our podcast today. This is our first podcast after a very long time. And this is how we're going to start, with anger, because this is who we are. And then again, I'm not perfect, of course, and I'm not all knowledgeable and I'm not all kind and I'm not perfect. But however, I have a lot to fucking say. And I think most of you do too. And I hope I can convey your message across. I honestly, I'm so tired of being tired. I'm literally just tired of being tired. I'm tired of nagging so much. I'm tired of raising my voice so that someone hears me. Someone hears my people. I'm just tired. Why can't people just fucking love one another and just be accepting of one another? Doesn't make sense to me to constantly be judgmental like this. Just by looking at someone, you have to judge them by every single thing you look at them. Like, you're fat, you're skinny, you're single, you're married. Like, fuck you, bitch. No. No. Get to know me. Love me for who I am. Then judge me for my flaws. Yeah, sure. We can sit and talk and analyze anything you fucking want about me. But don't just look at me and assume or just base your friendship or your love or your hate towards me just because you looked at me. No. Ugh. I love you guys. And this time we're going to start doing shorter podcast for many reasons. Because, well, first, one of the reasons why we're going to do them shorter is because I want to grow gradually. And I don't want to feel the pressure of sitting here and just open my lungs out for an hour, and with the risk of it not being heard. So I just want to grow gradually and be a girl with you. We grow together and see how it goes. So yeah, I love you so much and I've missed you so fucking much. We're going to be back twice a week this time. It's not going to be once. Because, yes, we have a lot to fucking talk about. Be kind to one another and do not fucking judge. All right? Peace. Love you. Because, yes, we have a lot to fucking talk about. Be kind to one another and do not fucking judge. All right? Peace. Love you.